Get ready, Boston drivers. You may soon be sharing the road with a different type of vehicle, one that's driven by the vehicle. Today, city leaders unveiled a plan to test self-driving cars on Boston roadways as part of an initiative with the World Economic Forum. WBUR's Ninjor Enwemeka reports.
By the end of this year, you can expect to look into your rearview mirror and see something different on the roadway. Chris Carter, the co-chair of the Mayor's Office of New Urban Mechanics, says the city is preparing for the future of transportation.
Certainly one of the things we're really interested in exploring is potentially vehicles that could be fully electric to sort of address some of the climate change goals that are laid out by the city, and then vehicles that might be in a shared type model that would get at sort of reducing the number of overall vehicles on the street.
But Boston has a number of traffic issues. The city's streets are narrow, heavily congested, and filled with drivers who are rather creative, let's say, about the rules of the road. So how will people react and interact with driverless cars on the roadways? Brian Reamer of the New England Transportation Center at MIT says it's crucial to study this because people will be sharing the roadways with autonomous vehicles, or AVs, for some time.
If the automated vehicles are going to follow traffic law and the rest of us kind of don't, well, the system is not going to flow in the way it needs to, and you're going to see situations where you have minor rear-end collisions. And it's an open question, is it the AV's fault because it didn't go fast enough on the green, or is it the following vehicle's fault because they expected the AV to move like a regular driver?
Reamer says the human element is one major area where there's more work to be done before driverless cars can completely take over. Another is regulation. Carl Yanyama is the CEO of Newtonomy, a Cambridge-based startup that is currently testing self-driving cars in Singapore. He says testing will help determine how the vehicles work in cities like Boston and could help shape better policies.
So we spend a lot of our time focused on solving those technical problems. But if you've got a technical solution and you don't have the regulatory freedom to operate as a business, you don't have much. Having that sort of regulatory framework in place will give companies like mine the confidence to move forward with investment in the city and with planning for eventual rollout of services here.
Boston officials say the new initiative will create policy recommendations on cybersecurity, privacy, and equity. Longer term, the effort will examine ways to prepare residents for a world that will eventually become less driven by people. For 90.9 WBUR and Bostonomics, I'm Zininjor Enwemeka.